So my name is Chuck Rice, and I'm presiding over this session. We're fortunate to have the Secretariat for the Global Soil Partnership, which is based in Rome, and that's Ronald Vargas. Ronald's a soil scientist, originally from Bolivia, and he's been working in the Rome office and heading up the Global Soil Partnership, which he'll talk about was officially formed a couple years ago. So with that in mind, Ronald, if you want to give an overview of the GSP.
Thank you, Chuck. Thank you very much for organizing this session and for the invitation. And thank you very much for all of you here for your participation today. I would like to briefly provide you some information about the Global Soil Partnership that for some of you I'm sure it's very new or the first time you have heard it. So basically, we all know that soils are important, especially people who are concentrating during these days here, because all of them are recognized scientists working on soils directly or indirectly through the agriculture field. It is very important to notice that usually we see one phase of soils that is related to food production and food security. But the strong message there is that soils are where the food begins. And that is a very strong message that we are trying to share and transmit to the different channels, to different audiences, because it is fundamental that we try to value soils, especially when we consider that soils provides a different ecosystem services, not only food, but food production is one of the main and one of the easiest to show. I will not go into the details of this because you know better than me all that, but the big problem here is that for us, for soil scientists and for people who work with soils, the recognition of the importance of soils should not be under question. But the main challenge remains that beyond that, those communities, so this importance is not really known, or they are not really aware of the different soil functions. Therefore, they believe that soils are just everywhere, and we don't need to care, especially when we talk about decision takers and general public. Therefore, that conception that soils are everywhere and there will be always there providing those functions should be changed. And we definitely need some awareness-raising platforms in order to try to change this misconception. Why a Global Soil Partnership? I'm sure you will wonder. Why FAO behind this Global Soil Partnership? In around 2008, there was an evaluation, a global evaluation to the work of FAO and to the development agenda. And in this evaluation, the experts found that there was a vacuum in terms of soils in connection to all the development agenda in the various sectors. Basically, they complained that soils that are the most important foundation of agriculture development and provision of ecosystem services was left out of the dialogues and the actions taken at global level, especially when talking about intergovernmental processes. Therefore, they request and advise that these should be strengthened and soil should be really mainstream along these development agendas. Why? Because we keep noticing that soil degradation is an active problem, a serious problem in many countries and regions, and that threatens the food production and the production and the provision of ecosystem services. Therefore, it's a serious issue. Investment on soils is far too low if compared with the needs. How to mobilize investment on soils when soils are not considered important? Of course, it is a real challenge. And that is very much related with the continued shrinking and collapsing of many soil organizations and institutions in various countries, regions, and also in global institutions. Therefore, that was an issue of concern, and the advice was to, and the challenge was that how to bring soil scientists, people who understand the importance of soils, together and try to work towards a common goal, that is the promotion of sustainable soil management. Trying, of course, to see how to include it into an intergovernmental process so that soils are not only perceived as a resource that is much attached to scientists, but also to developers. Therefore, we thought about how can we become a point of convergence? How can we develop a coalition of the willing in which people who understand the novel role of soils could come together and work together? We tried to understand what other platforms, other resources were doing, and we basically mirrored what the Global Water Partnership was doing, and we, after some studies and understanding the situation, we decided to establish the Global Soil Partnership. Especially if we consider that the food insecurity challenge around the world and malnutrition is still a serious problem, it's a serious problem and requires our efforts in order to increase productivity, but with a sustainable component. And taking into account that degradation is a continuous process that needs to be halted by all. In that sense is that in 2011 we organized a big meeting in which we invite most of the soil stakeholders in order to discuss how this global soil partnership could be established and to understand the willingness and how the different players could take and play a role. Always taking into account that the main goal of this global soil partnership was and is the promotion of sustainable soil management. And one important message that we received from non-soil scientists who were interested in supporting this was that we should go beyond soil science and try to show how soils could play a functional role in the various agendas. And that is why we try to elaborate how soils could play a role in the Rio Plus 20 outcomes, on the Sustainable Development Goals and Post-2015 Agenda, and in the Zero Hunger Challenge. So, we don't defend soils because soils are important, but we try to advocate on how soils could play a role on those platforms. That was the main challenge, and as part of that, we established the Global Soil Partnership under an intergovernmental setting, so governments who are part of the FAO constituency had to endorse it. It took a year and a half to go through this process, but now we can say that it is a solid mechanism that it is discussed in an intergovernmental multilateral setting. The Global Soil Partnership is composed by partners, and partners are governments, members of FAO, plus others who are willing to work together towards this common goal. So we have universities, NGOs, civil society, private sector, and other partners who are willing to work in a voluntary basis. Science is fundamental, and therefore we established the Intergovernmental Technical Panel on Soils, who was established already last year and is performing its second mandate this year. Next year, in June, we will have a renewal of the members of this panel who are appointed by governments based on expertise, because we need to have decisions who are based on science, sound science. We have a secretariat that is based in FAO, And the function of the secretariat is to facilitate all the activities of this partnership. And the facilitation includes that for many of the activities, we have to invite or ask people from or experts from universities or from other institutions to help us contributing to the implementation of activities. All these activities are implemented through regional sub-partnerships who are currently functioning and which try to see the priorities of each region. All this work is steered by a plenary assembly which meets every year and is composed by all the partners, though that's where all the decisions are taken. So as you can see, we have a mechanism in place with various components in which everybody can play a role. We have 5 pillars of action related to the various soil functions, including soil management, targeted soil research, investment, awareness raising, education, technical cooperation and extension on soils, the enhancement of soil data and information, which is fundamental, as well as the harmonization processes in order to provide better inputs for sustainable soil management. Our Intergovernmental Technical Panel on Soils, since its establishment in 2013, has been fundamental for developing a number of activities. And indeed, we have a member of this panel today who will speak later and will provide you with further details. But basically, this panel is really providing us with scientific guidance in many of the activities that we have started on. Since the establishment in December 2012, we have been trying to promote sustainable soil management at all levels, but with more focus in their intergovernmental setting and decision-making. Our structure now is in place, so we can start moving fully with all the implementation activities. We have currently more than 300 partners. We have all the elements in place, and we have started implementing regional and global activities. It is fundamental to mention that these activities are a response to regional workshops in which every country share its priorities in terms of sustainable soil management. Therefore, our task is to respond to those priorities. Under the Global Soil Partnership, we decided that we need to raise awareness as one of the main elements in order to promote sustainable soil management. Therefore, in 2011, we started the work to propose the recognition of the already coined World Soil Day by the International Union of Soil Scientists in 2002, and we believe it that it was needed that this day becomes a UN day. Therefore, we propose its fully recognition. Similarly, and attached to that, we propose the International Year of Soils 2015, and we embarked into that. So from 2011, after hard work convincing members that soils deserve attention, in 2013, the UN General Assembly declared and recognized both days. Therefore, now the World Soil Day on the 5th of December is an official UN day, and the International Year of Soils 2015 is starting to be celebrated. We have been very active on the SDG Sustainable Development Goals process because we believe that it's fundamental that soils are there. That will be our umbrella for future activities and future actions. Our Intergovernmental Technical Panel on Soils have developed a brief in which targets and indicators have been shared with members so that they consider it. And luckily, many of them were already included in the agenda. Of course, you will never believe or try to achieve that we will have one goal for soils per se, because that's really very demanding. However, having targets and indicators already is a big success. We hope that the current ones will be confirmed in the final decision making. Resource mobilization is a crucial action for all the activities that we are trying to perform. So that is underway. Currently, we have all the regional salt partnerships, as you can see. We are still pending the North American salt partnership to be established, so that is really one of the tasks for the future actions that we are trying to see, and indeed we are discussing on how this can be done. The latest was the launch of the Pacific Salt Partnership, organized last month. We have been already implementing activities related to development of capacities, trying to contribute to the different agendas, trying to mainstream soils in various places, and now we are trying to move into a more operative way. So, for instance, governments are nominating focal points to the GSP, which is a very important step for us, so that we will have our channels of communication more direct and more focused. One fundamental activity is, and my colleague from the ITPS will mention to you, is the Status of World Soil Resources Report to be launched on the 5th of December 2015. With this, we are trying to show the value of having such a panel, and especially in trying to report how our soils are in a, of course, frequency that we can show whether our efforts are contributing to really promote the sustainable management of this resource or not. Therefore, this is very linked to our actions. The Healthy Soils Facility is a facility that has been established for mobilizing resources. So now donors are starting to contribute to this facility for the implementation of the 5 plans of action that we have in the partnership. It is important to note that, for instance, we receive already contributions from the European Union, and we are getting also contributions from the government of Thailand, Russia, and others. One fundamental and key document that will be endorsed next year is the World Soil Charter. The World Soil Charter has been already in place since 1981. It is a commitment by government in order to fight for sustainable soil management. Now, we update it after 30 years, the ITP is updated, and will be relaunched next year as part of the International Year of Soils in order to relaunch the commitment by governments and others in order to fight for this cause. I know I'm late, so I would like to share with you especially two very important awareness raising platforms that in which we would like to get all your inputs and contribution, because that will make a success or failure for this. One is the World Soil Day, as I told you, now is mainstream in the UN system, and the idea is that every year during the GSP Plenary Assembly we decide the themes for the next World Soil Day celebration, so that we can have a common voice and a common actions. That's the logo of the World Soil Day that was endorsed in the Plenary Assembly, so we have our identity, and that's the same with the International Year of Soils, which theme is Healthy Soils for a Healthy Life. And this is a huge opportunity that we need to really take as much as possible out of it. It will be only successful if we can count with all your inputs, contributions, and actions, because we would like that 2015 is the point of inflection in terms of soils, and we can increase the investment on soils and the attention to this very important resource. Thank you, and I hope you will join us in all these efforts.